Here's a clip from the latest KQDJ podcast, which can be found in its entirety on newsdakota.com.
Class A state tournament. Sarah Heggerly joining us right now. And, Coach, congratulations. Always nice to finish the season with a win.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I don't know when's the last time we did that.
It's been a while.
I can't even honestly remember. When is the last time we did that?
Did we take fifth in 2014?
I don't think so. I can't remember, honestly, but I don't...
We played a five-setter with Shanley in 2014.
Okay.
Did we lose that?
I can't remember.
For fifth?
I don't remember. I'm getting old.
We'll talk later,
but honestly, I don't know. I forgot what it feels like to end our season on a win, and it... You know, like if you go 2-1 at the state tournament, my husband always says you got to feel good about your weekend. And after day one, I wasn't sure if we were going to feel good. And then even after set three today, I thought, this is how we're going to end our season. We're going to end our season kind of feeling crappy. And our kids just all of a sudden just started smiling and talking to each other and realizing this was it. And they weren't going to go down like that. And they did. And they fought really hard. And it was really fun.
That fourth set was interesting. It was a set of a whole bunch of runs. You guys had a big run. They had a big run. Just kind of back and forth. It was a interesting way for a set to go like that. You don't see that all the time.
No, you don't. And, I mean, we had different kids stepping up at different times. You know, when one kid would go into a slump a little bit, someone else would pick him up. So that's what I've always talked about with our team. We don't have one player that's going to just run the race. There's a whole bunch of kids. And Alex Nihill, you know, she's just a serving specialist, and they kind of – people don't understand what a big role that is. She brought us into that fourth set. She had great serves, and then she set the ball up right out of system. And she's a big player for us, and I really am happy that she was able to feel like a big contributor for us today.
Well, a win over Valley City. I know it's not maybe really a rivalry anymore, but the proximity of it always makes it fun to beat Valley City.
Absolutely, and you can hear our students. They obviously care. We had a great student section today for playing for fifth place. I was really impressed, and they kept it pretty classy. And, you know, Valley, they're fighting back and forth, and I it was good fun.
Cam Selvig played her final match as a Blue Jay tonight, West Region Player of the Year. I know she's meant a lot to your program. I can tell you're getting emotional right now just by me asking about it. What has she meant to Blue Jay volleyball?
But she's just been one of those kids that has wanted to be in this position her whole life. And just remember when she first came into our program, her spandex were like basketball shorts, but she still wore them because she wanted to look like a volleyball player. You know, so she's done all the work. She's done all the work in the off season to get better, and she's been a good teammate. And then, just for her to finish on a win, you know, just leading her team on the court, learning as she's gone, it's just been such a treat to be a part of her life. And I can't wait to see, what she becomes as an adult, because she's going to be something really cool.
Coach, congratulations on another great season.
Hey, thanks for all your support and covering all the matches, Steve.
Awesome. I love it. That is Sarah Heggerly, coach of the Blue Jays. Her team finishes in fifth place today, beating Valley City 25-17, 25-27, 18-25, 25-20, and 15-6. To hear more interviews like this, check out our podcast page online at newsdakota.com. Click on podcasts and then go to the KQDJ podcast. Otherwise, subscribe to the KQDJ podcast wherever you get your podcast from, whether that's iTunes, Google Play, wherever that's available for you by searching KQDJ podcast. All sorts of great content with interviews from local coaches to community leaders on the KQDJ podcast.